Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. If you receive Social Security, listen up. The Social Security Administration to remove food assistance as a barrier to accessing certain benefits. Key points. Under the new rule, what goes into effect September the 30th, food will no longer count towards calculations for eligibility for supplemental security income benefits. The change means Social Security beneficiaries will no longer have to worry about the groceries or meals they receive from family or friends. It will not be counted as unearned income. May reduce the monthly benefit. The change means Social Security beneficiaries will no longer have to worry that the groceries or meals they receive from family or friends may reduce their monthly benefit. A disabled advocate says, the change is the first of several updates the Social Security Administration said it plans to put in place. For Social Security beneficiaries and applicants, the Social Security Administration has issued a final rule that will prevent food assistance from reducing payments to certain beneficiaries. The changes apply to Social Security Income, or SSI, which provides monthly checks to adults and children who are disabled, blind, or age 65 and older and have little or no income or resource. And then also, it says a whole lot on here. I'm trying to cut through it. Okay, so it says to qualify for Social Security beneficiaries must generally earn less than $1,971 per month from work. They must also have less than $2,000 in resources per individual and $3,000 per couple. Alright, that generally includes either money or other assets that can be turned into cash, such as bank accounts, bonds, and property and stocks. The new rule means that Social Security beneficiaries will no longer have to worry about groceries or meals they receive from family and friends that reduce their monthly benefit, says Dorsey Milburn, Director of Social Security and Healthcare Policy. The ARC, a nonprofit organization dealing with people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. So it says that the Social Security Administration in turn will no longer have to use its limited resources to document every time a beneficiary receives free food and then cut their monthly benefit by as much as a third. She said, it represents a really meaningful step to address one of the most complex, burdensome, and inhumane policies impacting people with disabilities that receive SSI. Anyways, you're going to have to click my link and go on CNBC to find out the rest of the details. And for those that do receive it, I know you're thanking God for it, okay? And about these good new changes. I am your host, Alexandria August. Thank you.